From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. My name is Jake Longwell. It's great to have your company. We have two concertos to present on today's program. The first will be the third concerto for piano and orchestra of Sergei Rachmaninoff in D minor, opus 30. Rachmaninoff completed the work in 1909. It has gone on to be viewed as one of the most technically challenging works of the entire classical repertoire. The concerto follows the standard three-movement form. Movement 1, Allegro ma non tanto, is based on a diatonic melody. Movement 2, Intermezzo adagio, is considerably more lush and romantic. And the third movement, alla breve, is a fast-paced restating of the ideas that were heard in Movement 1. This is an historic performance from 1949, featuring pianist Lev Oborin and the State Symphony Orchestra of the USSR under the direction of Konstantin Ivanov. The third piano concerto of Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
music of Sergei Rachmaninoff. His third concerto for piano and orchestra in D minor, opus 30, in three movements, Allegro ma non tanto, Intermezzo adagio, and Finale, alla breve, respectively. A 1949 recording featuring the State Symphony Orchestra of the Soviet Union, under the direction of Konstantin Ivanov, with featured soloist Lev Oborin at the piano. It's from an LP on the Opus label, and in this particular instance, the album cover has Rachmaninoff's name spelled with a V at the end, rather than two Fs, which is, of course, the more common spelling here in the Western world. In an effort to make this concerto a bit more accessible, more popular, Rachmaninoff did allow for certain segments to be cut in the performance of the work at the discretion of the performers, and very oftentimes this was done, especially during the early years of the recording era. One could only fit so much music onto a cylinder or onto both sides of a 78 RPM disc. But by the time this recording was made in 1949 and released as an LP, it was more commonplace to perform the work in its entirety, as the composer intended, the duration of the average performance lasting about 40 minutes, and this performance clocking in at just over 39 minutes, so it was, I believe, the complete work, and perhaps one of the earliest performances thereof. You heard it here on Classics and Beyond. My name is Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, don't forget about our blog and website with a lot more information about Classics and Beyond and other programs produced by Quality Radio Productions. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. That's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final offering, we will turn to Antonio Vivaldi and one of his violin concertos, part of a series of four violin concerti, opus 8, known as La Quattro Stagioni, The Four Seasons. These four concertos are actually part of a larger body of 12 compositions, known collectively as The Contest Between Harmony and Invention. These works, published in 1725, were by far Vivaldi's best-known pieces. Of course, everyone knows the opening movement of the Spring Concerto. It's been used extensively in various television and film and commercial soundtracks, and it's been covered by many different groups, not necessarily limited to the classical realm. Some groups reinterpreting the Four Seasons have gone so far as to reinterpret the entire set, all four concertos and all three movements of each concerto. Such is the case with the performance we have here, the Jacques Lussier Trio from France. Jacques Lussier has made a name for himself over the past six decades by reinterpreting the classics in a jazz piano trio setting. He is best known for his extensive interpretations of the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, but over the years he has interpreted music from other composers, including Beethoven, Mozart, Debussy, Satie, Ravel, and, of course, Vivaldi. We'll be listening to the third violin concerto, RV 293, in F major, L'Autunno, or Autumn. Also following the standard concerto form, three movements, Allegro, Molto Adagio, and Allegro. Jacques Lussier on piano, Vincent Charbonnier bass, and André Arpino drums. ¶¶
Thank you.
the music of Antonio Vivaldi in a jazz setting. The third violin concerto in F major, opus 8, L'Autunno, part of the Four Seasons. Allegro, molto adagio, and allegro, respectively. Jacques Lussier on piano, Vincent Charbonnier bass, and André Arpino drums. We took it from a 1997 CD on the Telarc label entitled Vivaldi, The Four Seasons. Jacques Lussier demonstrating how the classics can really swing when put into a jazz context. I wonder how Vivaldi would view this performance of his work if he were alive today to hear it. I'm afraid we shall never know. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. Thank you so much for your company. My name is Jake Longwell. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.